Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to be in conversation with Ms. Lindsay Wright, one of the key members of our clinical and post-market team. Lindsay, welcome to your excellent spotlight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I have tremendous regard for you, Lindsay, because when I see a mechanical engineer with solid industry experience in developing cell biology-based therapies, who is now making her mark as a regulatory professional with equal focus both on medical devices and IVDs, I know we're dealing with somebody who's incredibly smart, adaptable, unafraid to take on new challenges, and is keen on broadening her ken. There is an incredible lot to like about an individual like you, as well as learn from your career path. So, Lindsay, please talk to us. Talk about your educational background, your work experience-based background, and basically all that it is that has equipped you to be someone who can get things done.
Sure. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that introduction. That's quite nice. So my career really started at the University of Pittsburgh. I got an undergraduate degree in bioengineering. Really was just drawn to that sort of exciting field of meshing biology and engineering together. Mm-hmm. And I learned through that experience that, you know, I really wanted to jump into industry. I really wanted to get as close as I could to affecting patients, mm-hmm. Kind of taking that, taking my career path along those lines, as opposed to being more in a research setting. Mm-hmm. So right out of undergrad, I got a job in a regenerative medicine company, a cell therapy company here in Pittsburgh, mainly working, ironically, in the research and development department. Mm-hmm. Through that experience, you know, I learned a lot. And that's really when I decided to get my master's in mechanical engineering to really kind of focus in on more medical device opportunities in the future. Mm-hmm. Still at that first job, I just felt myself being pulled towards the regulatory aspect of our work. So I really started looking at what types of data and, you know, analysis we needed to get our products on the market. And that was really kind of what drew me to RQM Plus and this role. You know, I wrote a lot, did a lot mm-hmm. of data analysis and experimental design. So that really helped translate into, you know, becoming a medical writer here and drafting clinical evaluation reports as well as PERs for IVDs.
That's a nice little career path. You know what? When I was graduating college and my graduate degree was focused on biomaterials, biomechanics, mm-hmm. and cell-based items. It was intended to bring about a cell-based therapy for human vocal cords. So I was invested in that for 5 years, and I really wanted to find a job in cell-based therapies, and nobody gave me a job. I did not get one despite my best attempts. And for that very reason, I'm very, very proud of you, and I love your background. So Lindsay, tell me, you know, you're an engineer by training, so obviously the technical aspects, among others, came easily to you. But what are some of the skills that are vital for a newcomer to learn, and how do you go about attaining and retaining some of those skills? I'd really like to hear the skills aspect of it a bit more from you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the things that are really valuable to the work that we do are along the lines of the softer skills. You know, as well as pretty much anyone out there, that a clinical evaluation report requires a lot of different inputs. Mm-hmm. And to be able to synthesize all of those different inputs and understand what's important versus what's not, you know, value add versus not value add is, you know, incredibly important. Right. And then translating that into, you know, the softer skills, understanding that every client is different, every device is different, mm-hmm. and, you know, what may be valuable to one company may not be as valuable to another company, but at the end of the day, we need to create a document that the notified body is going to approve.
Absolutely.
And having to kind of have those conversations internally as well as, you know, with the clients that we work with. And knowing where to draw that line, I think is a really valuable skill. Now, you have to have a lot of technical skill to understand where that line needs to be drawn. So, you know, you can't ignore, you know, obviously your regulation knowledge, your knowledge of the device type and just, you know, your general quality management system knowledge. But that I think is something that has always really has drawn me to the work that we do and kind of synthesizing all of those different inputs to really focus on our common goal of, you know, writing a clinical evaluation report.
You know, talking about clinical evaluation reports, I mean, that's the hot topic, especially in the EU. It has been for a bit, and I think it'll continue to be. And given your experience, and may I say excellence as a medical writer, there is something that I really want to understand in a little bit more depth, right? You've written many clinical evaluation reports, which in some ways is a key validation document. But being a consultant, you're foreign to a vast majority of these devices. So how do you go about doing justice to a validation document when you are a few degrees separated from the actual device?
It's a great question. And I think kind of going back to our first topic and career path, I've always been drawn to learning different things, learning new things. I tend to get bored easily. So while it can be incredibly challenging to jump from, you know, completely different device types, go from an IVD to a vascular device, it's also refreshing to me. So I think at a base level, I thrive in that environment. I enjoy it, even though it can bring its challenges. Once I, you know, get into that, you know, situation, it's just, you know, familiarizing yourself with the documents that, you know, were provided by the client, and then also reading up and understanding, you know, the field of technology that we're working in. And we've talked about, or maybe I haven't talked about it, but I love reading, I love writing. So this is really something that lends itself, my job lends itself to some of the things that I really enjoy outside of my job. So just that reading aspect and gaining knowledge, I think, you know, has really helped me. But again, at the end of the day, I like learning new things. I've always been the kid that would complain about being bored. So growing up and seeing my career path, it all sort of makes sense to me, and the pieces have sort of fallen together.
To think of it, when I hear you talk, right, the very principles that allow you to excel at anything, any human being at anything, being invested in it, right, being interested in it, will just helps spur you on. So that's really nice to hear. One more question, actually. Since you've experienced a variety of different things from a professional perspective, what are some of your key achievements that spur you on a daily basis? Something that you think about and say, yeah, that gets me going. Let's see what I can do better today.
I was thinking about this one a lot because I could probably pick a number of specific examples, but to me, I think it really comes down to the education piece. I come from a family of educators. I did not go down that route. But to me, if we are working in a collaborative environment with our team and, you know, the client's team, and, you know, we're not only going to do our best to provide them with, you know, the highest quality deliverable and document that we're working on, but if we can also come out of it as a team, having helped educate the client and help them to, you know, use what we have done as a team, because it is a team effort. It's not just one single person, to apply that to other things that they do within, you know, their either the clinical evaluation space or whatever they're working on. Like, that to me is probably the most valuable thing. I really, really find joy in that. because it's refreshing to have a team that really wants to learn and get better. Sometimes it's, you know, it can be difficult. These documents are large and unwieldy and
unwieldy. You know, yes. Yes.
Which we're trying to not make them that way. But, you know, if we're, you know, in an open and collaborative environment where we can really kind of talk through some of the issues and talk through some of the things that, you know, we can do better within a report, I think that that's really, really valuable. And it really helps spur me on. And, you know, I think that that's just something that, you know, I think I always hope and aim for at the start of a project. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when it happens and we get kind of that feedback at the end, it's really, really, it makes you feel like you did a good job.
Very rewarding and very refreshing to hear that from you. You know, there's yet another aspect that is common between the two of us. My mother's family is a family of educators. She herself was a college professor and her dad was a high school principal. So plenty in common, common. That's great. So Lindsay, as I hear you talk about your career, there are so many things that stand out to me, right? You still have a long way to go, but there are so many things that are worthy of emulating for anybody who may be listening, right? Like I said earlier, you're a mechanical engineer. You worked in a niche area like cell therapy technologies. You're well-versed with the rigors of working in an analytical lab type of a setting. And I know that you've been centrally involved in process scale-up validations in your previous industry role. I know very well and have been witness to your excellence at medical writing. And I've seen that people naturally tend to gravitate towards you with questions. I know that you're keenly invested and interested in training new writers. You love reading and writing. That's another thing I share with you. You work very well with people. You're passionate about the regulatory space. And you span IVDs and medical devices, may I say, with equal elan. That's very unique. And you consistently produce the highest quality of work. I've seen that, right? As real and compelling your story has been to date, I have no doubt that you will continue to excel in the times to follow. I hope, and I sincerely look forward to the opportunity to share some of those moments and successes with you as we move on. Lindsay, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you, Jay.